Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Christina Podnauer is here. Christina's back. I know. I'm excited, too. Digital policy innovator, principal of Native Trust Consulting, certified as a change management practitioner and a project management professional. She's the author of The Power of Digital Policy, and she's our good friend Christina with a K. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim, for having me. Appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. You know, Christina, and you probably heard me say this before, but in 97, when I started doing this radio show, I said there were three things that we're all going to have to get better at to be successful in the 21st century. The first one was we're going to have to get better at networking. We're going to have to make that a discipline, not just something we do every so often. We're going to have to get better at building strategic alliances because we don't have the capital to do all the stuff we need to do. We're going to have to find partners. And the third thing was, the third thing today sounds like a dub. Back in 97, it wasn't necessarily. I said, we're going to have to get better at technology. We've got to embrace technology. What do you think?
Oh, 100% spot on, Jim. And I think embracing technology always sounds so scary, especially when you're a small business and trying to keep the lights on. But we all have to embrace technology. It doesn't have to be scary, and it doesn't have to be overwhelming. I think that's what's really key for all of us. Embracing technology can be as simple as being more effective on Instagram and getting your business to survive these dark times, or it can be as something as inventory optimization with new technology, making sure you know exactly what's in your store and what's not there so you can service your customers. But in every way, there's an opportunity for every business out there right now, and I'm so excited and delighted that people are actually taking advantage of it.
Well, what if you walked up to someone and said, all right, and you put a box on the desk, and you said, if you open that box, you'll be able to do more with less, you'll be able to know more about your customers, you'll be able to make more money, but you will have to learn some stuff. Do you want to open the box? Who wouldn't open the box, right? And in that box are the things that you just talked about. And there are lots of little boxes out there that they can open, but it does take, you know, it's just like anything that you learn new when you're just learning about it, when you're just starting it, it's intimidating, it looks confusing, it looks hard, it looks like homework. But once you get beyond a week or two with it, You start to realize that, you know, hey, I've got this. What do you think?
I think that that's absolutely true, Jim. And I think what's interesting to me is that sometimes we overestimate also how hard it's going to be. So it seems very, very scary when in reality it might not be as scary. It's something that you might have to get used to. It might be a slight tweak. It might be something really innovative. You know, I've got a restaurant in my neighborhood here that decided to start taking advantage of social media, something they hadn't been doing before. Mm-hmm. But what's been great is they've actually been bypassing DoorDash for delivery and all these other folks. They've been doing 20% off every week to every customer who follows them on Instagram if they also come in and pick up their order. Wow. And their business has been booming. They're able to actually connect directly with customers, understand what they want, what they don't want.
Never underestimate what people will do for a discount, right?
Absolutely. But, you know, they had to embrace social media. And the owner said to me, said, you know, I never would have thought about this a year ago. My business was doing okay. I didn't have to do this. And now I'm having to do all kinds of new things, whether it's that or people doing, like I said, an inventorying system. There's all kinds of opportunities.
There's a little truck patcher, we call them. Those of us who grew up on a farm, if you're a truck patcher, that means you grow vegetables and fruit and things like that and on your farm, and you take them to town on the truck. And this guy comes over to our area, in his pickup truck, and that's all he has. He has his fruit and his vegetables and his truck. But everybody mm-hmm. knows when he's coming because he puts it on social media, and he sells out in about an hour. He shows up, and he's out. And it's just him, his truck, his vegetables, and groceries, and the social media, and that's his business. How about that? Talk about digital transformation.
Yep. Oh, I tell you, it is. And I think that the biggest thing is for everybody out there who's listening today is you just have to get serious about, like you always said, Jim, it's about surviving and then it's about thriving. And you have to be open to it, and you've got to take that opportunity to do it now, whether it's social media or it's a different type of technology. It doesn't have to be social media. It could be a mobile app for your customers to connect directly with you. It can be a new portal for ordering things online and then having them delivered. There are so many different innovations out there for small businesses that are affordable, and that's the key. You know, 10 years ago, systems like this were not affordable. You had to either host them. You had to be smart about technology. Today, we have a lot of cloud hosting solutions. We have $5 a month programs out there for small businesses. So not a time to be afraid. It's actually a time to be aggressive and to think smart and invest that dollar where it's going to make you $3.
Well, in everything that we've talked about, and this is what people need to realize, if you're still kind of holding back on some of this stuff, folks, just remember this. The most important person in your world, in your professional world, are your customers. And they are expecting these things from the people they do business with. So if you're not giving them what they expect, they're going to go somewhere else. And it's not because they're mad at you. This is what I talk about. This is what I mean when I say you're going to become irrelevant. They're not mad at you. You're just no longer relevant. What do you think, Christina?
I think that's spot on. You know, I was talking to a small business over the weekend. They have lumber that they sell. And every time you want to go and visit them at the farm or at their lumber yard, you have to exchange four or five different email messages. Are you going to be there Saturday? What time on Saturday? Then they reschedule. And I thought, you know what? For $5 a month, we can solve this. You know, let's set up Calendly and people can self-schedule themselves. Stop getting rid of these emails that are annoying to people. But again, it's about listening to your customers, understanding what your customers want, and being in tune with it. Make it easy. If you make it easy, people will go to you. They won't go to Lowe's. They won't go to Home Depot. They will come to you directly. But it has to be easy, and you have to build a relationship, and that's what matters. Small businesses have that relationship that a lot of businesses, large size, don't. And this is the time to harness that, to start looking at technology opportunities, to look at your risks. Jim, you and I always talk about risk, right?
Yeah,
whether it's
a
data breach or something else out there, right? So think about those risks as well.
Yep.
Balance those two things out and make it work for your business.
But folks, remember this, and I'm speaking to the white-haired senior baby boomers like me out there. It's the third decade of the 21st century. Things here are different. Get over it. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Christina Podnar. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.